Listening Library presents Keeper of the Night by Kimberly Willis Holt. Read for you by Vivian B. McLaughlin. A Dutiful Daughter. My mother died praying on her knees. Her rosary beads were still in her hands when we found her. She left no note, said no goodbyes, gave no last hugs or kisses. Only the empty bottle of sleeping pills that had rolled under her bed proved that she'd meant to leave. I found her first, but I didn't know she was dead. I thought she was praying. That morning, I eased her door shut, tied on her apron, and made breakfast for my little brother and sister. I felt proud to scramble their eggs and butter their toast. Later, I tied blue ribbons in Olivia's hair and dipped the comb into a glass of water before parting Frank's. I had no idea it was the first of many mornings I'd be doing that. To Mooning. After my mother died, my father couldn't bear to look at the front door of our home. I overheard Tata tell my mother's older sister, Auntie Bernadette, that he saw my mother's ghost standing by the door. That's why we're staying with Tata's sister, Auntie Minerva, in Mooning. Just for a little while, Isabel, Tata told me the day we moved here, but it's been 5 long months. I asked Tata why we couldn't stay with Auntie Bernadette in Molesso. She lives a few houses away from us, but Tata said, Bernadette was your mother's sister, not mine. Mooning is north of Molesso. Stores and restaurants line the streets. All night long I lie in bed and smell spicy scents from the Thai restaurant across...